Okay, if you'd like to relax in a position that suits you, just being comfortable, get yourself settled and close your eyes. Take three deep breaths, just relaxing back into that, listening to my voice. It's a wonderful summer's day. And you're standing beside a long white wall. There are red tiles running along the top of this wall and an archway through the wall. And you walk through that archway into a beautiful garden. It's filled with flowers and scents. Reds, yellows, pinks, even purples of roses. The beautiful smell of honeysuckle that trails along the inside of the wall. You notice that there's an arbor in this garden, with a very rustic seat in the arbor. Very plump-looking, comfortable cushions on this seat. And walking towards the arbor and sitting down, feeling the weight of your body on the cushions giving way underneath you, just relaxing back into those cushions, feeling completely at ease with the warmth of that summer's day, surrounded by the leaves growing round the arbor and the scents and smells from the flowers and amongst that growth, and relaxing back, feeling the sun of this day on your face, you realize you can move that warmth around, and moving the warmth to the top of your head, to your scalp, feeling that warmth deeply relaxing as it eases the muscles of your scalp. Moving it down now onto your forehead, easing away any tension that's there and relaxing the muscles of your forehead. And moving on down to that space between your eyebrows where tension sometimes appears. Just easing it out and feeling the warmth relaxing the muscles as it moves down towards your eyes, feeling them relax the muscles, those small muscles that surround your eyes. And maybe you might be aware of small movements of your eyes behind your closed eyelids, or even some pinkness as the sunlight hits your eyelids. Moving on to your nose, being aware of your breath as it goes in and out of your nose, any differences in temperature you can feel as you do so. And onto your cheeks, with the warmth flattening the muscles of your cheeks, completely relaxing the muscles. As the warmth moves down to your mouth, and all the muscles around your mouth relaxing and at ease, allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth, and maybe slightly parting your teeth as the warmth relaxes the muscles in your jaw, and moves down onto your throat. Maybe being aware of some of the small movements as you swallow and the muscles move in your throat. Allowing it to go around to the back of your neck, easing away any tension there, just relaxing the muscles of the back of your neck as the heat of the sun drifts down onto your shoulders, feeling that warmth relax the muscles of your shoulders. Maybe allowing your shoulders to drop, easing away any tension, and moving the warmth onto your upper arms and down onto your forearms. Your arms may be feeling heavier as that warmth relaxes the muscles. You might even be aware of being able to hold that warmth in the palms of your hands as it flows down all the way to your fingertips. Moving the warmth back now to your body, to your chest and abdomen. Feeling the warmth relax the muscles in your chest and abdomen, deeply relaxing them. And the warmth flowing down through your body to the large muscles of your back, allowing those muscles to relax and your body feeling heavy as it falls back into where you're sitting. And on now to your hips, allowing the muscles to relax all around there. and the warmth flowing down onto your thighs, to the tops of your thighs, and flowing down through to the backs of your thighs. Your muscles so relaxed as loose elastic bands. As the warmth goes on down now to your calves and shins, relaxing your legs completely, as the warmth flows down round your heels of your feet, to the soles of your feet, and on to the tops of your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes, your whole body totally and completely relaxed, as you lie back here in the soft cushions of the bench under the arbor, just enjoying that warmth and peace of the summer's day, as you listen to the birds in the garden you're sitting in, being aware of the scents that are all around you, just totally relaxed and at ease. Getting up from the arbor now and walking around the garden, admiring the plants and feeling the soft, well-cut grass give way beneath your feet, you notice a fountain, an ornamental fountain with a pool around it. And walking towards that fountain, you sit down on the wall of the pool, just relaxing here in the warmth of the sun, enjoying the relaxing trickling noise of the fountain as it drops into the pool underneath. Gentle noise of the birds, the occasional buzzing of a bee. Sitting on this wall of the pool in the warmth of the sun. Putting your hand into the pool now, feeling the cool water on your hand. There are pebbles at the bottom of the pool. And selecting a particular pebble, you lift the pebble out, examine it in your hand, and watch as the color changes, as the warmth of the sun dries off the water. Feeling the surface of the pebble, the smoothness and the occasional roughness on the pebble, and taking it with you, putting it into a pocket, having admired the pebble, taking in all the details, you walk on round the garden. You can notice that the wood starts at the edge of the garden, and walking towards that wood to the trees at the edge, there are 10 steps carved into the side of a slight slope with a handrail at the side that lead down into a path that goes through the woods. And in a moment, putting your hand on that wooden handrail, you'll walk down those steps. And with each step you take, you can find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper, absorbed into deep relaxation, with each count I make, from 10 down to 1. And on the count of 1, you'll find yourself at the bottom of those steps and on the pathway through the woodland. 10. Putting your hand on the handrail and beginning to walk down the steps, becoming deeper and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9. Curious about what will be round the next corner in the path at the foot of the steps. 8. Being aware of what each step feels like, and I wonder what you can see, hear and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7. Becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6. Allow relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. Five. Halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the details of the pathway and woodland down there. Four. Perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. Three. Almost at the bottom now, and I wonder if you can see more of the details of the pathway in woodland. Two. Stillness can begin to appear through your mind and body. And one. At the bottom of the steps, and standing on the pathway through the woods. And I wonder whether you might take one, two, or even three relaxing breaths before you step along the pathway and follow it through the woodland. Walking out now along the pathway with its twists and turns, feeling the occasional snap as you stand on one of last year's twigs and noticing a bright shaft of sunlight as it pierces the trees and hits the ground in front of you. The dappled effect of many of the parts of the path where the sunlight shines through the leaves and branches of the trees arching above, marveling at some rings of mushrooms that you see at the side of the path, growing in amongst the grass, walking round, following the pathway in its twists and turns. You find that the surface underneath your feet is changing slightly, a slight crunch to it, where it was smooth before. And just continuing to walk on, the trees getting more and more sparse as you walk through. You come to the edge of the woodland and see that the crunch has been sand as the woodland ends, and you can see sand and sand dunes in front of you. There's a pathway through the dunes that winds its way in between the height of the dunes with a slight rustle of the grass that grows on the top of these dunes. And walking through the dunes, you come to the edge of them, with the beach stretching out beyond. And lying down now in the sand, with your back resting against the upright of one of the dunes, just enjoying the view and the warmth of the sun as you sit with your back resting in the soft sand of the dune. And as you rest there, you see that you find relaxation an interesting thing, because as you relax, that relaxation is a natural part of the way you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting that people don't often think about how they relax mentally, because when you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without thinking about it. Just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. As you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply, because you really enjoy relaxing. Because you are so relaxed, you're enjoying this natural feeling, and as a result, you relax even more deeply. Just enjoying the softness of the sand and the sun on your body in this warm summer's day. Getting up from the sand dune and walking across the beach, feeling that soft sand give way beneath your feet. Continuing to walk towards the shoreline. As you do so, you notice the sand doesn't give away quite as readily as it did further up the dry part of the beach. And as you walk on to the wetter part where the waves have just touched, the sand is firmer here. And looking back, you can see the difference that your footprints have made in this wet sand compared to the soft sand as you left the dune. And standing here looking out to sea, the bright blue sky above, with only the occasional fluffy white cloud drifting past. Beautiful blue sea, calm and pleasant to look at, deep cobalt blue. And you can see a small boat drifting across the sea, a small boat with bright red sails. It looks as if it's sailing towards a group of islands in the distance. And standing here, just enjoying the sights and sounds, the warmth of the sun, the bright colours of the sea and sky, the green of the islands in the distance, and the red sails of the small boat, just enjoying the soothing sound of the small wavelets as they drift up towards your feet. Just the soothing sound of the waves as you walk on along the beach. And bending down, you lift up a handful of sand, dry sand, in your left hand. And as you continue to walk, you can see rocks just ahead of you. And stepping onto the rocks, which are smooth and quite flat, feeling the warmth of the rock underneath you, being warmed by the summer sun. And looking down in front of you, there's a rock pool, with sea anemones on the bottom, their tendrils waving backwards and forwards, and the occasional small fish peeking out from the weeds that are at the bottom of the pool. And as you sit here, in this calm, warm place, what I would like you to do is taking some of the sand from your left hand and putting it into your right hand, closing your fist around it and putting anything you want to get rid of. Give it a name or a phrase, one at a time, extending your right hand out over the beach and allowing that sand to trickle out from between your fingers. And as it disappears into the sand underneath, taking whatever you want to get rid of with it, whatever you gave a name to or a phrase to, just one at a time, taking some of the sand from your left hand, putting it into your right, holding it over the sand of the beach and allowing it to trickle away and disappear. Just taking a moment or two to do that. Now getting up from the rocks, walking back across the sand towards the trees at this end of the beach, finding a pathway through the trees at this end too. Walking along that pathway, you get away from the shoreline and back into the woods, with the smells of the woods around you. As you walk on, you come to a large clearing in the woods with a cabin slightly hidden by an archway that leads towards it. And walking into the archway, it's a wooden archway with vines growing over the top. It seems to have mixed the seasons up here under this archway. As you walk through, there's soft fruit growing. Blackberries, raspberries, and further on, apples, pears and plums, all ripe on the trees, and grapes dangling down from the top of the archway, green and black. It must be a microclimate here, as you walk through this archway with the sunlight spangled on the trees and the ground underneath you. It's warm under the archway. And as you reach the end of the archway, you come to a herb garden with incredible smells of this garden. Mint, rosemary, and at the end of the garden, lavender. And trailing your fingers through the lavender, you disturb it. The smell drifts up, strong and warming. And walking up to the cabin, it's an old log cabin with a porch in front. And taking the three steps up onto the porch, you come to the door of the cabin. Putting your hand on the handle of the door, you walk inside the cabin. There's a rocking chair in the cabin with comfortable cushions on it. And sitting down on that rocking chair, you look round as it gently rocks backwards and forwards, taking in all the details of this room that you're in. The rough wood of the walls of the cabin, a fire blowing gently in a large stone fireplace, blackened around the edges of it, where some soot has drifted out at times. Beautiful stoneware, candles you can see in sconces that are built of stone within the wooden walls of the cabin. Red candles and green candles, flickering light, were very soothing. There's a grandfather clock against one of the walls, and a soothing, gentle tick just in the background. Everything very comforting. The wooden beams on the ceiling, and you can even smell baking that has gone on sometime recently in this room. Taking in all these details as you gently rock backwards and forwards, feeling completely at ease, a sense of peace, calm and tranquility in this place, just memorizing all the details. The contours of the walls, the candles in their alcoves, the glowing of the fire, the gentle ticking of the clock. And you can almost imagine having picked one of the fruits in the arbor that you walked through, and tasting that fruit, maybe apple, pear, plum, or grapes. Just enjoying the peace and tranquility of this place, memorizing all the details. As you gently rock backwards and forwards. And in your own time, just taking your time, come back into the room that you're in, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Fully refreshed and relaxed. Everybody okay?
Lovely.